You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our heritage update from the Heritage Foundation, Genevieve Wood joins us. Genevieve, thanks for taking the time.
Steve, always good to be with you.
And before we jump into it, I do want to prepare moms and dads or guardians. This conversation, not really for little ears. So, before we really jump into it, you can take the time to get them busy doing something else. As we head towards the election and really year round, whether we're in election season or not, this is, the abortion topic is something that regularly comes up and is conversations that often end heated, and you just wonder when you're hearing things how true things are from both sides are looking at each other, can't believe what they're hearing. And there's another reason though to take a look at some of the things that have happened recently, including Genevieve, restrictions really being loosened on the abortion pill, and it's had already, we're seeing the effects.
Well, we definitely are. And this, I think, is important as, as your listeners think about this. The backstory here is if they've been, following the news in the past few days, they've seen these stories come out with headlines in Georgia saying, there are two different women who, because of recent restrictions put on abortion in that state, they lost their lives because they weren't treated. And the reality was, it is true they weren't treated, but it has nothing to do with the Georgia abortion laws. It has to do with the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, loosening restrictions when it comes to women who take the abortion pill, which means you can get pills to have an abortion, and you can just, I hate to say it, but you can just have it done at home. You don't have to go to the doctor's office. And it used to be that you had to see a doctor. You had to have the doctor prescribe the pills, and you had to be in his care or her care. Now you can order these through the mail. You can get them without seeing the doctor. You can take them at home and not have to have a doctor's visit. There's no follow-up required as there used to be. And let's keep in mind, these were all things you had to do just a few years ago. The Obama administration started loosening those restrictions, and then under the Biden administration, they have really loosened those restrictions. And this is really important, Steve, because probably up to 60% of abortions that take place in this country now are through women taking these abortion pills. And we know that 1 in 25 women, and this is the FDA's own research. This isn't, me making up numbers. This is the FDA's own labeling on the pills, that 1 in 25 women who use them will end up in the emergency room. That's a lot. 1 in 25 is not 1 in 1,000. It's 1 in 25. And the other data shows that hospitalizations increase by over 300% when there's no in-person doctor visit. And so, increasingly they're just saying, they act like you just take these pills. It's like taking 2 aspirin and all will go away. That is not what it is. And what happened with these two women in Georgia, very sadly, is they did take the pills. They did not have a doctor visit scheduled in the follow-up. And in both cases, there's some differences, but in both cases, what happened was when the children were being aborted, one woman had twins. Part of the bodies of those twins remained in her uterus, and she developed sepsis. And by the time she went to the emergency room, before they could do anything to get the rest of the remains out, she died. That would not have happened. Very unlikely would that have happened had she gone to the doctor to get them, been in a doctor's care who would have done an ultrasound to see was everything removed. But that's not required anymore. She developed sepsis and she died. The other woman, it was a similar story. The baby did not fully abort, and she stayed at home and did not go to the emergency room, and she died at home. And part of that was overtaking of painkillers, but probably because she was in a lot of pain. So those are two very tragic stories. And it's very also tragic that you have politicians such as Kamala Harris, the vice presidential, the presidential nominee on the Democratic side, and others trying to say it's these new restrictions on abortion that are causing this. Actually, no, it's the taking away of restrictions in the case of the abortion pill that's tragically caused these two women's death.
Yeah, and they were tragic. And to take those deaths and to politicize them incorrectly, politicizing them at all isn't okay, but using incorrect facts. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at one of the headlines that says, Harris, abortion-related deaths after Roe, quote, are the consequences of Donald Trump's actions. Well, no, the deaths
occurred.
They're
actually the case of the Biden administration's actions when it comes to the FDA.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a fact.
Yeah. So, you know, when people are, we share this information because, the again, as I mentioned, the conversations around election time come up, and one of the big ones is abortion. And one of the things people are going to say is, well, there's two ladies that I know are dead because, of the overturning of Roe and Donald Trump, you know, and no, here's the facts. And actually, let me give you a real easy way. Instead of trying to articulate it yourself, go to dailysignal.com and you'll find the article. Let me read that headline. It says, fact check. Did two women die because of Georgia's abortion law? Well, we know the answer is no. But you can find that article dated yesterday by Sarah Parshall Perry. Appreciate her work at the Daily Signal, the news outlet associated with the Heritage Foundation. And, you know, the other thing I wanted to mention, too, ladies and guys with ladies, you know, if this is a consideration, hey, we'll just order the pill. You know what I would really strongly encourage you to do? Connect with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. You will get care. And it's free to you to use their services. And one of those services prior to doing anything is an ultrasound, along with, you know, other services that are available, counseling and so much more. The other thing is, and I think I don't know if it was you and I, Genevieve or someone else, you know, the regret that comes after an abortion, and the feelings that, men and women have, women primarily, but the men that are in relationships with these ladies, there is a place to go where you can get the counseling needed and you'll be received. You won't find judgment. You'll find the love of Christ at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. It's carenetabq.com where you'll find the information. But it's important. Yeah, and it's important, Genevieve. We talked about it, I think, last week, how important it is when you're hearing stories that are blaming the change in laws for you know, detrimental things happening to women, that you fact check and get the right information. This is just another great example.
No, it really is. And again, it's, you know, there's always details and there's always ways to twist them to kind of make it look like your side or your position is right. And I'll just say in the case of one of these women, you know, she went to North Carolina to get the pills, right? But she came back to Georgia to use them. And so that's why you have some Democrats in most cases saying, well, this is, you know, a case of Georgia's laws caused this. But Georgia, like every other state in the country, says if a woman's life is in danger, they have to be treated. And in her case, her life was in danger, but because she had not been required to go to a physician or have a follow-up visit, by the time she herself decided to go to the emergency room, it was too late. So this is not a matter of her being refused by doctors to treat her or the emergency room refusing to treat her. It was a matter of how it started from the get-go, which was a loosening of restrictions that said you could just take these the way you would go buy Advil and take them at home, and you don't have to do any follow-up. And I just don't know anyone who knows anything about the human body who would think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, if you just tuned in, we've been visiting with Genevieve Wood, our Heritage Foundation update weekly, typically 1:30 on Fridays. And Genevieve, so much appreciate your time. We're going to take a break next week. We get a full hour with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates for a Friday financial update. Look forward to catching up again in October.
Sounds terrific. Thank you.
I just said that, October. Wow.
Can you believe it?
Well, thanks for tuning in and stay with us. We're going to hear from Brian Cochran, our Friday financial update. It's coming up next on ABQ Connect.